A pipe breaks at the Northfield Wastewater Treatment Plant, and about 1 million gallons of treated and untreated water entered the Cannon River. According to a press release from Public Works Director Dave Bennett, about 8 o'clock Monday night, staff working at the plant responded to an alarm.
At that time, we were hoping it was contained and there was not going to be any discharge because it was contained within the building. We organized, had staff out there, had contractors out there to begin the repair of the pipe. And then we started having pump failures due to some of the stuff that was flooded. And then the pumps kept going down and we couldn't keep them on. And we battled against it until finally at 1 a.m. we could no longer keep up and we had to begin discharging.
The discharge went on for 3 hours until 4 a.m., again discharging into the Cannon River. If they hadn't...
You know, it gets to a certain level where it'll just start coming up into private property and residents, and then it's just really discharging the same way. So it's the better location is just to discharge where we're at so we save on proper damage.
The waste had gone through the pre-screen process.
So that takes out all the large debris and grit, and then right from there it started bypassing the plant. So large debris and stuff was taken out, but then it was discharged into the river.
They were able to get the pumps back working and the basement pump down around, as I said, 4 a.m. Bennett said the plant is running at critical to stable condition, meaning there are staff manually operating equipment at this point. Bennett says the public can carry on with flushing as they normally would, but the city is obligated to inform the public of possible health risks should they go into the Cannon River downriver from the plant from Highway 3 into Lake Bilsby. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency was notified. Local agencies have also been made aware of the discharge. We hope to have Bennett in tomorrow morning at 7:20 to talk further about it. In the meantime, we will continue to monitor the situation.